think it was earlier, or actually later in the week, when we were having our time here for Just Show Up, where we just read scripture, and then afterwards we talk about it. And last week we read through Colossians, and it was just good to put the whole book together in one reading. Afterwards, we were talking a little bit, and Grant, you mentioned about how in the Baptist Church, we would talk about God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Spirit. What do we do? What do we do with the Holy Spirit? I think as we've moved forward, even in our Baptist churches, we have acknowledged the Holy Spirit, more teaching has been done. And today what I want to do, my goal has been, and the challenge was to look at communion table and the Spirit. And so that's what I want to do. I want to look at the communion table and where is this connection of the communion table and the Spirit of God? So that's what we're going to explore today, and hopefully then just move us into communion and allow it to just be a little bit deeper for us as we explore this. Does that sound good? Are you with me?
Yes.
Excellent. So when we gather, I think, at the Lord's table, it is far more than just a point of us remembering. It is the present participation of the life of Christ, the Holy Spirit. Communion is not only about remembering Jesus, the sacrifice, but experiencing the presence and the fellowship of Him through the Spirit that He promised to send us. And we get to do that together. So today we're gonna explore that. And I want to begin by looking at this first part, which is communion participation is Christ, participation in Christ by the Spirit. So we're participating in Christ by the Spirit. And 1 Corinthians says this, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? And so we have this part of the bread and the cup and the participation. And he's asking, are we not participating in this? Is it beyond just a piece of bread and a cup? It's more than that. The word participation, and your Bibles might say fellowship, it's the word, the Greek word koinonia, which is this deep, intimate sharing partnership or fellowship, the closest possible bond of participation. That's what this is talking about. This is something much deeper. When it says participate, it's more than just taking something here and holding in your hands and consuming it. It is something much deeper, and it's closeness to God that we are experiencing, this participation. We're called, we're invited to participate with the Holy Spirit in communion. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says this, for in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, and we were made to drink of one Spirit. And interesting is Paul uses this term, to drink of one Spirit. Notice the imagery in it, the drinking of one Spirit. This is deeply communal speaking. It's talking about communal language here. In communion, we take not only the bread and the cup, but we're united by the Spirit in the life of Christ and the body, the church. You'll have that cup and you'll hold that cup, and it was filled. That cup was filled, was empty before, and it was filled with juice. So the Holy Spirit fills us, the people of God, reminding us that as we come to the table of the reality of Christ's presence, He is in us. He is the hope of glory. So first is that we see communion is participating in Christ by the Spirit. Secondly, the Holy Spirit makes Jesus' presence in communion. John 14, 16 says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." This part here of helper, it is another word here that we participate in. It is a word of advocate or helper. I'll bring it up in a moment. But I want us to see that the phrase, "I will come to you," is striking. Jesus comes to His people by the Spirit. He comes to us by the Spirit. In the breaking of bread after His resurrection, we see that what does Jesus do in Luke chapter 24, 30 to 31? Remember the story of the two people that were on the road and they asked Jesus to come and stay with them and they sat down and it says that He broke the bread and they realized that it was Jesus. The Spirit revealed to them who He was. Jesus was made known to them by the breaking of the bread, by the Spirit, making Christ's presence known. So the Greek word here for helper is parakletos. How's that? I'm working on my Greek a little bit more. Did I get that right, Dwight? Thank you. All right. It's advocate, helper, one who comes alongside. We come to this place of the celebrating the Lord's Supper, remembering that today is a day of Pentecost when the church was birthed, and it was birthed by the power of the Spirit coming upon the believers. And He comes to be our advocate. He comes to be our helper. He comes to be alongside of us. You will not be alone. I think in our culture and our society today, if you talk to young people, they may tell you that they feel quite alone. It's amazing. We are more connected. And maybe some of you don't feel, maybe you feel that you are alone. We have the ability to be more connected today than ever. Do we not? We have the ability to be able to call somebody and they will answer. Sometimes I joke with Raina. We'll come home and I'll say, "I'll check the answering machine." We don't have a landline. Some of you do. Some of you still have an answering machine. I understand that. We don't. And I'll say to her, "I'll check the answering machine." And she'll say, "Yeah, right." I mean, somebody wants me, they text me, they phone me, and when I don't answer, they wonder, why didn't I answer them right away? We are more connected, yet I think society, we're more alone. But if we look to Him, our advocate, our helper, He is with us, and we're never alone. That's why God says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." He will never leave us alone. The Spirit comes alongside, making Christ real, opening our eyes, and communing with Him at the table. Today, it's about pausing and saying, as you hold these elements, "Lord Jesus, You are with us. You are with me. Reveal Yourself to me. we would pray. My last point is this, and that is the Spirit strengthens the church by the Spirit. Did I get that right? Yeah. No, I didn't write that right. Communion strengthens the church by the Spirit. There we are. Communion strengthens the church by the Spirit. Acts 2:42, we read that they devoted themselves to apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayer. Again, the word fellowship or koinonia is used again here. The breaking of bread was central to the life of the church. This is what they did on a regular basis. The Spirit is this new covenant fulfilled. Jeremiah 31:31-34. It talks in here, I will make a new covenant. I will put the law within them. I will write it on their hearts. Communion is a new covenant meal. The Holy Spirit is the one who writes the covenant on our hearts. The external law becomes an inward transformation. I like what Timothy Keller says here. In the gospel, the outward becomes inward, and the law becomes love, and the ritual becomes relationship. This is about relationship, what we do here. It is much deeper and greater. Ephesians talks this way about that, Ephesians 4:4-3-4, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called to one hope that belongs to your call. Is everything okay? Okay. All right. I'm a little distracted, but we're all okay. All right. Thank you. Here's what I want us to understand as well, that every time we take communion, and we do it individually, but we're doing it corporately, we are declaring together what God has done. It's amazing how individual it is, yet how corporate it is. I know in the past you used to have a loaf of bread and that would be broken to start communion. This one loaf, one body, it's Christ. You don't have a different Christ than I do. We are partaking from the same Christ, the same focus. And we're knitted together through the bond of Christ and what the Holy Spirit has done. Think about the communion table a little bit like a campfire. The Spirit is a flame, Christ is the warmth, and we draw together around it, kindled and made one. So as I come to wanting to bring it together as we go to taking communion, communion is not a mere remembrance, but a Spirit-empowered participation in the life of Christ. Through the koinonia of the Spirit, and the Spirit, our helper, makes Jesus present, strengthens the body, and draws us into a deeper fellowship with God and one another. So we come to the table, and I invite you to come expectantly. The Spirit is here, Christ is present, and the church is made one. So who can participate? I think it's always a good question to explore and to look at. Anyone who declares that Christ Jesus is your Savior and Lord. It is not that you are coming here perfect, because none of us are, but we are coming repentant. We're coming with hearts that are willing to say, God, here I am. We're willing to confess our sins. and come ready to receive. And as you sit here today, maybe for you there are some things that are not settled in your heart. And maybe it is not something you participate in, and that is fine. From time to time, I have sat out of communion. Maybe you're not at that place where you've yet to say, I want him to be my Savior and Lord. It's okay. No one is here to judge. Because we're all on a journey with Jesus. And we're all in a different space in our journey with him. And so I want to invite us to come to the communion table today. I want to invite the team to come back up. And I want us to recognize that the Spirit is here. He's always here. He's working. He's inviting us to come and to participate, joining in with Christ today. And so as I said, you take the elements, you hold them this morning, and as you do, hold them seeking and asking, God, just reveal yourself to me. Spirit, do your work in me. It's an invitation. Anticipate that he will show up. So I'm going to invite those who are going to help serve